Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, "Thereafter the king of elephants, Gajendra, fixed his mind in the heart in perfect intelligence and chanted a mantra which he had learned in his previous birth as Indradyumna and which he remembered by the grace of Krishna." Purport. Such remembrance is described in Bhagavad Gita 6:43-44. Tatratam buddhi samyogam labhate paurvadehikam yatate chatato bhuya samsiddhau gurunandana purvabhyasena tenava riyate yavasopi saha. In these verses it is assured that even if a person engaged in devotional service falls down, he is not degraded, but is placed in a position in which he will, in due course of time, remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained later, Gajendra was formerly King Indradyumna, and somehow or other in his next life he became the King of Elephants. Now Gajendra was in danger, and although he was in a body then that of a human being, he remembered the stotra he had chanted in his previous life. Yatate cha tato bhuya samsiddhau gurunandana. To enable one to achieve perfection, Krishna gives one the chance to remember him again. This is proved here. For although the king of elephants, Gajendra, was put into danger, this was a chance for him to remember his previous devotional activities so that he could immediately be rescued by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is imperative, therefore, that all devotees in the Krishna consciousness practice chanting some mantra. Certainly, one should chant the Hare Krishna mantra, which is the Maha mantra or the great mantra, and one should also practice chanting Chintamani Prakarasatmasu or the Nishinga Stotra, Ito Nishinga, Parato Nishimha, Yato Yato Yami Tato Nishimha. Every devotee should practice in order to chant some mantra perfectly, so that even though he may be imperfect in spiritual consciousness in this life, in his next life he will not forget Krishna consciousness, even if he becomes an animal. Of course, a devotee should try to perfect his Krishna consciousness in this life, for simply by understanding Krishna and his instructions, after giving up this body, one can return home back to Godhead. Even if there is some fall down, practice of Krishna consciousness never goes in vain. For example, Ajamil, in his boyhood, practiced chanting the name of Narayan under the direction of his father, but later in his youth he fell down and became a drunkard, woman hunter, rogue, and thief. Nonetheless, because of chanting the name of Narayan, for the purpose of calling his son, whom he had named Narayan, he became advanced, even though he was involved in sinful activities. Therefore, we should not forget the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Under any circumstances, it will help us in the greatest danger, as we find in the life of Gajendra. Srila Prabhupada ki The Bhagavad Gita is an amazing book because every question that Arjun asks Krishna is a question that each one of us will ask God at some point in our life. Right in the beginning of the Gita, Arjun asks Krishna the question, even if I win the war, even if I gain so much material success, still it will not make me happy? Krishna answers, Nasti budhira yuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayata shantir ashantasya kuta sukham. He says, Arjun, you're 100% right. If you are ayukta, if you are not connected with the Supreme, ashantasya kuta sukham, where's the question of happiness? You can't even be peaceful. We sometimes ask the same question. All of this, will it make me happy? Then we come to Krishna consciousness. We realize I need to be connected.
But then Arjuna asks Krishna another question. He says, you're telling me to be connected, but at the same time, you're telling me to fight in the war. How can I be spiritual and still follow this material system of life? So what does Krishna tell him? Karmanyeva dikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalahe turbur mate samvasta karmani. No, he says, Arjuna, you can do both. You can be spiritual and you can live in the world at the same time. Just don't be attached to the results of your activities. Arjuna says, Krishna, I don't think it's possible. Just like we sometimes think, I don't know, can we actually be Krishna conscious in the world we're living in today? So Arjuna says, no, I don't think it's possible. So then Krishna says, okay, you don't want to live in the world and be spiritual? Then I'll give you the alternative. Go to the forest and practice Dhyana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. Sit on the kusa grass with back erect. Practice celibacy. Fix your eyes on the tip of the nose and meditate on the Paramatma within your heart. And what does Arjuna say? Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramati balavadridam tasyaham nigraham manye vayuri vasudushkaram. Arjuna says, Krishna, how you ask me to do such an impractical thing? Chanchalam hi mana Krishna, my mind Krishna is so flickering. Pramati balavadridam is so strong. Tasyaham nigraham manye. If you're telling me to control my mind, vayur eva sudushkaram, I think it's more easy to control the wind than to control my mind. Just see carefully how every single question Arjuna is asking Krishna is a question that we will ask in our life. So Arjuna says, Krishna, if you're telling me I have to control the mind, can I really do it? Can I really control my mind? So what does Krishna say? Asamsayam mahabaho manodurnigraham chalam abhyasena tukonteya vairagyena chakriyate. Asamsayam, of course Arjuna, you have to, without doubt. And how will you do it? Abhyas, by practice. Vairagya, by not following the dictations of the mind by renunciation. Arjuna has another question. So many questions. Arjuna says, it all sounds good on paper, but I don't know if I'll be successful. Will I be successful in controlling my mind and becoming connected to God in this life? Will I really be able to do it? What about Krishna if I try to do this and then I don't achieve success? Then I miss out on material happiness. And I miss out on spiritual happiness, and then I don't get happiness anywhere. Mahabharata says this. There's only two types of happy people in the world. You know this? Dvaveva chintaya mukto paramananda apluto yo vimukto jadobalo yogunebhya paramgataha. Mahabharata says there's only two types of happy people in this world. One, gunebhya param, one who has transcended the modes of nature and is a perfect spiritual practitioner. Happy. And you know the other type of happy person in this world? Vimugdo jado, the completely ignorant person. There's only two types of happy people. The one who's completely ignorant, because ignorance is bliss, and the one who's self-realized. Everyone in between has some level of misery. So Arjuna says to Krishna, what about if I take up this pose? I'm going to end up in the middle if I don't, because to control the mind is so difficult. Then Krishna recites these verses which Prabhupada quotes in the purport. And Krishna says to Arjuna, there's no loss. Even if you take up this practice, and you don't perfect it in this life, don't worry, because your progress will be maintained, and in the next life, you'll carry on from the same point. One devotee, when I came to the temple once, he said to me, there's good news and there's bad news. So I said, good news first, please. Let's start on a positive note. He said, the good news is you're here now because you were practicing Krishna consciousness before. That's good news. I said, bad news? He said, bad news is you messed it up last time. That's why you had to come back. So that's the situation here. Krishna says, if you don't perfect it, then you'll come back. You'll get another opportunity. In 43 and 44, which Prabhupada quotes, Krishna says, if you take up Krishna consciousness and you fall down after a short practice, then what happens? You go to the heavenly planets, and then you come down in this world and take birth in an aristocratic family. Suchinam, Shrimatam, Gehe, and you are surrounded by opulence, and then you get another opportunity to take it up. That's if you fall down after a short time. If you take up Krishna consciousness and you practice for quite a long time and then you fall down, what does Krishna say? In your next life, you come back into this world and you take birth in a family of spiritual practitioners. So, whatever we do in Krishna consciousness, the result is always maintained. And as we begin this chapter, this is the first point that Srila Prabhupada is making, because this was Gajendra's saving grace. That he was in an elephant's body, but still, because he had practiced spiritual life in a previous life, he remembered the mantra from a previous life. And therefore, when he was an elephant and he got attacked by the crocodile, then immediately he remembered. We don't understand how deep this mantra goes. Mantras go very deep in the consciousness. People don't understand the power of mantras. Once I was on a Harinam in north of England. So one person, he came up to me and he said, I love you guys. The Hare Krishnas, you're always smiling, you're always dancing, you're always happy, you're always bringing good vibes into town. But I just got one question for you. Don't you guys have any new songs? I said, no. This is not a song. This is a mantra. This mantra, you chant it and it goes deeper and deeper into the consciousness. It stays there. I tell you an amazing story. One of our devotees, maybe some of you know him, Radha Vinod Prabhu. Maybe you know him. He's a disciple of Bhakti Chara Maharaj. Very nice devotee. After Janmashtami last year, a few days after Janmashtami, he had a stroke. Out of the blue, stroke. The whole right side of his body became paralyzed, practically. Everything. He couldn't speak. When he speaks, you can't understand what he's saying because it's not intelligible because of the muscles, you cannot. But you know what? He can't say one word. But shall I tell you an amazing thing? When he chants the Maha Mantra, it's absolutely perfect pronunciation. The day before I came here, well, I was in India before I came here, the day before I left for India, I met him at his home. He couldn't say anything. He was trying to speak, but you can't understand what he's saying. But when he chants the Maha Mantra, perfect pronunciation. I was in my mind, I was thinking, maybe that would be a good situation for me, not being able to say anything except the Maha Mantra. How much prajalpa, how much nonsense things come out of the mouth, how many offensive words come out of the mouth. If only we would only be able to chant the Maha Mantra, maybe it would be a great blessing in one sense. So it's very deep. The Maha Mantra goes deep into the consciousness. In the ashram, in the Brahmachari ashram, I've seen many times in the night time, devotees chanting in their sleep. It's very nice. Sometimes it's difficult to get to sleep when they're chanting. But it's amazing. The mantra goes so deep into the consciousness. So here Srila Prabhupada says, one should practice chanting the mantra. Because the Maha Mantra is ultimately the saving grace. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Naste, Vanaste, Vanaste, Vanadina, Vyapa. There's no other way. There's no other way. The quality of our spiritual life ultimately rests on one thing and one thing only. The taste, the faith, and the attachment one has for the holy name of Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada arrived in America, he wrote a poem, isn't it? In the first line of the poem, Prabhupada says, Boro kripa koile Krishna adhame prati ki logi yonila heta koro eva gati. Prabhupada arrives in America. He writes this poem. What does he say? Boro kripa koile Krishna. Krishna, you are very merciful. Adhamer prati. Even though I'm so fallen, Krishna, you're so merciful. Ki logi yonila heta koro eva gati. But Krishna, I have no idea why you brought me to this terrible place. Ache kichu karja taba ei anumad, nahi keno anibena ei ugrasan. Prabhupada says, Ache kichu karja taba ei anumad, but I'm thinking you must have brought me to this place because you have some work for me to do here. Srila Prabhupada realized that the work that Srila Prabhupada, that he had, was the work of giving people the Maha Mantra. And you know in that poem, in the final line of that poem, what does Prabhupada say? Bhakti nahi, beda nahi, naam kubdaro, bhakti vedanta naam, eve sarthakuru. In the final line of that poem, what does Prabhupada say? Bhakti nahi, I have no devotion. Beda nahi, I have no knowledge. Name kub dharo, but the one thing I do have is faith in the holy name of Krishna. Prabhupada is giving us hope. In the morning, if we wake up and we look in the mirror and we look at ourselves and we say, Bhakti nahi, I have no devotion. If we look in the mirror when we wake up in the morning and we say, Beda nahi, I don't have so much knowledge. Srila Prabhupada is saying, don't worry. Naam ekub dharo. If you can look in the mirror and say, but the one thing I have is faith in the holy name of Krishna. If you can say that, then it doesn't matter if you don't have devotion. It doesn't matter if you don't have knowledge. Because the faith in the holy name of Krishna will make up everything. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasadigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Bhimatvan Namanamino. Because Krishna's name is like a touchstone. Purna is perfect. Shuddha is completely pure. Nitya Mukta, it can never be contaminated by the imperfections of this world. Bhinnatvan Namanamino, the name is Krishna. In this life, we put faith in so many things. We put faith in people. We put faith in our position. We put faith in our possessions. We put faith in our plans. But you know, all of those things will let you down. People will often let you down. Your possessions will not save you. They'll let you down. Your positions and your power, with the waves of time, Krishna will take everything away. Your plans, if you want to make Krishna laugh, just tell him your plans. But you have so many plans. Krishna has a different plan. Your plans won't save you. Does that mean we don't look for relationships with people? No, we have relationships. Does that mean we don't make plans? Yes, we make plans. Does that mean you don't gain possessions in this world? No, you must gain possessions. But, Name Kuttaro, don't put your faith in those things. Put your faith in the holy name of Krishna. And if you put your faith in the holy name of Krishna, then everything will be made up. So here, what time do you want to? I should finish at 8:30 or leave time for questions and answers? So we must put our faith in the name of Krishna. We must put our faith in chanting. The biggest project is to learn to chant the holy name with great love. Different people chant the name on different levels. Some people chant the name for selfish reasons. They want something. Oh Krishna, give me a house by the sea, a color TV, a 30 million gigabyte MP3, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Some people chant the Maha Mantra for selfish reasons. Higher than that are those who chant the mantra for purposes of sadhana. Because Krishna says, if you chant the Maha Mantra, then you will become purified. And therefore, higher than doing it for selfish reasons is chanting the mantra for reasons of purification. Higher than that is when one doesn't simply chant the mantra out of duty or ritual, but one chants the mantra because the mantra is giving them shelter. We look to the Maha Mantra to feel the shelter of Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Kundi Vihari Ki, Sitarao Lakshmi Namaya Ki, Shri Shri Gauri Ki. Gajendra was chanting for shelter, for protection. So that's very nice, because when we chant the Maha Mantra and we go to Krishna for protection by chanting the Maha Mantra, then it means there's a higher realization. There's a higher realization that only Krishna can save me. Higher than chanting for selfish reasons is to chant for sadhana. Higher than chanting for sadhana is to chant for shelter. But you know, higher than even chanting for shelter is chanting for sangha. We chant the holy name because when we chant the holy name, we are associating with Krishna. When you're chanting on that level, that you put your hand in your bead bag and you feel, this is my time to associate with Krishna, then you can understand some genuine realization of the holy name is coming about. Did you know that even in the spiritual world, the highest devotees are chanting the Maha Mantra for the purposes of having Sangha with Krishna? Raghunath Das Goswami, he writes in one song about Srimati Radharani, Ekada Krishna Virahad Dhyayanti Priya Sangamam Mano Bashva Nirasaya Janvanditam Muhur Muhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What does Das Goswami say? Ekada, one day in the spiritual world, Krishna Virahad, Srimati Radharani was feeling the separation of Krishna. Dhyayanti, she was constantly meditating. Priya Sangamam, when will I be able to associate with my beloved Krishna? Mano Bashva, her mind was going crazy. Nirashaya, and therefore she thought, what will I do to relieve my anxiety at being separated from Krishna? What shall I do? How shall I deal with it? Janpanditam muhur muhur, she just began chanting again and again. What did she chant? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even Srimati Radharani is chanting that mantra. In one class, Indradyumna Maharaj, he said something very beautiful. He said, everything you're studying, all the service that you're doing, all the tapasya that you're performing, all the rules and regulations that you're following, all the association that you're having with devotees, every single thing you do in Krishna consciousness is just so that one day you can sit in one corner of the room, chant one name of Krishna, and experience one genuine teardrop of love fall from your eye. If you come to that point, you have achieved the goal of Krishna consciousness. To chant and feel the presence of Krishna, to chant with love, to chant with absorption. Because Bhagavatam says, you can do everything. You can do all your dharma. You can do all your practices. But if you don't achieve that connection with Krishna, Shramma Eva Ikevalam is all a useless waste of time. And so here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is reminding us that Gajendra, he remembered from his previous life as Indradyumna, the mantra. And Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain that we must also chant this mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra, with great absorption, because that's ultimately our saving grace. We must become intoxicated by the holy name of Krishna. One time, one GBC, now the GBC meetings are going on. So one time, one GBC, he came into the GBC meetings. And all the other GBC members were there. And he said, I have a confession to make to the whole GBC body. So everyone, what's the confession? He said, I have a confession to make to all of you. I cannot chant 16 rounds. You're a GBC. You're a leader. You're the spiritual inspiration for the whole movement. You cannot chant 16 rounds. He says, yes, I have to humbly submit to all of you. I cannot chant 16 rounds. Because when I get to 16, I can't stop. I have to do 32. Oh, Krishna, thank you. This is GBC. This is real GBC. This is real spiritual leader. This is real inspiration. This is the real goal of life. Therefore, we must try to let the mantra go very deep within our consciousness so that we will never forget the mantra. The mantra will always be there with us. Otherwise, what is our chance of making it to the spiritual world? You know what Srila Prabhupada once said? You know what he said the destination of most of his disciples would be? He said, most of my disciples will go to the heavenly planets. He said, most disciples will go to the heavenly planets. Not the spiritual world. No, most will go to the heavenly planets. Because they're practicing. But they're not perfecting. They're attracted. But they haven't become attached. They're becoming purified. But they haven't become pure. What's going to make the difference? The level of faith, attachment and absorption in the holy name of Krishna. And so Srila Prabhupada is making this point. We've all begun. So if we don't perfect it, Srila Prabhupada is saying, don't worry. In your next life, you'll have another chance. But how many of us want to come back again? We want to come back. Once I was distributing books, and one person walked past me, and I said, sir, sir, one moment. He said, I'm coming back, I'm coming back. He said, I'm coming back. I said, yeah, that's the problem, we're all coming back. You're coming back. You're not just going, are you going to come back? If you don't come back to me, you're going to come back to the material world again. If you don't come back and take a book, if you don't come back and take the mantra, then again, Mrityu Sarvaharashtraham, Mrityu Samsaravarmani, come back samsara, rule over again. So Prabhupada in the purple says, you'll have a chance, but why you want another chance? Finish it off. Finish it off here and now while you have the opportunity. But you must become attached to the holy name. Because bhakti nahi, if we're honest, at least speak for myself, we don't have devotion. Veda nahi. Okay, we can chant some shlokas. How much knowledge we actually have? How much realization we have of all these shlokas we chant? Nahi, maybe not so much. But if we can say, Naam ekum daro, I have faith in Krishna's name, that will make up all the rest of the imperfections. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, so it's 8:30. If anyone has any question, correction, comments, that we can take. Yes, please.
Happiness.
Oh yes, two people are happy. Yeah.
Or
What is the second you're asking? Mahabharata says there's only two types of happy people in this world. The first person is the one who's completely ignorant because they don't know anything more. Actually, they're suffering, but they think they're happy. Ignorance is bliss. The second type of actual happy person in this world, Krishna explains, yam labdva chapadam labham manyate nadikam tata yasmin stito nadukena guruna api vichayate. The only other type of happy person in this world is the self-realized soul. Yam labdva chapadam labham, because they feel what I've attained in my spiritual happiness, I don't need anything else, I'm completely satisfied. So the second type of, the only type of really happy person is the self-realized person. The other type of person who's feeling an illusory happiness is the completely ignorant. So if you're anything in between, you'll be unhappy. Because once you've got this knowledge, you can't go back and be ignorant again. It's too late. Joining Krishna consciousness is like joining the mafia. You can't leave because you know too much. Isn't it? They say in the mafia, once you join, you can't leave because you got the inside knowledge, they'll shoot you. You can't, you have to stay in the mafia. So when you take up Krishna consciousness, you can't go back and just be a materialistic person again. If any of us tomorrow go to a nightclub, you won't be able to enjoy. Because you'll look here and this is so empty. But the problem is, if you don't take the holy name, then also you will not be able to achieve spiritual happiness. So no material happiness, no spiritual happiness, in the middle, in no man's land. Arjuna is saying this. I'll be like a riven cloud. A cloud that leaves one set and doesn't reach the other set. No position. Therefore Krishna is saying, don't worry. If you begin the journey, you'll have the opportunity to carry on. Yes, please.
The sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned there, Sankirtan Paridashyama Skopanam Puranam, which means one chant of the healing, I mean, joking, hunting, some effect that takes apart from the matter. You explained the class master, but the project was the Guru. Srila Prabhupada, in the story of Rajamila, speaks about when you chant the healing, not us, the conversation is given to God. I'm just wondering, why is it that these days many people stress on chanting the name Yuri? We never see or hear anyone speaking about chanting the name Yuri. We don't even hear that stuff about chanting. Ah, we say you don't have to chant because you're chanting more than anyone. But why is this stressing so much these days about chanting the name Yuri? Isn't the holy name powerful in itself that we can change our heart? Is it that it should be our endeavor? Is that the holy name as long as you start, if you burn up it, why is this festival so much more of a endeavor that it has to be pure or it has to be pure? And yet, Nama Vas is so powerful that anyone can be the person.
So, the question is, why are we putting so much emphasis on chanting the holy name purely? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did put emphasis on chanting the holy name purely. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained what is the mood of chanting. Trinadapi suni chaina, dororapi sahishnuna. You have to chant, but you have to chant in a humble state of mind. Nadanam, najanam, nasundarim. You have to chant, but with a mentality that I don't want wealth, I don't want followers, I don't want the opposite. Sex. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put stress on it. The Acharyas put stress on it. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained there was a wedding party and they went out all onto the boat and they were rowing all night into the sea. And when they woke up, they realized that they were rowing all night. But when the sun rose, they saw they were in exactly the same place. How could we be rowing all night and end up in the same place in the morning? Because the anchor was down. And because the anchor was down, you were rowing, but you were just going around in circles. Srila Prabhupada put stress on chanting purely because at every single initiation ceremony, what did he talk about? The 10 offenses against the holy name that one must avoid. Bahu janma kari jadi shravana kirtan dabudana paye pade krishna premadhan. Bahu janma, you can chant for many, many lifetimes. But if you are infested with the offenses to the holy name, dabudana paye krishna pade premadhan, you will not get prema. So it's there. But you're right. In the sixth canto, yes, it is mentioned. Shanketyam parihasyam vaishtovam helanamevava vaikuntanam agrahanam asheshagrahanam vidun. Vaikuntanam agrahanam, if one somehow takes the name of Krishna, asheshagrahanam vidun, all of the sins are destroyed. The holy name has so much shakti. Namno hi yavati shakti papa nirharane hare tavat kartum nashaknoti patakam pataki naraha. Namno hi yavati shakti, don't even try to measure how powerful the holy name is. It's more powerful. It can eradicate more sins than someone can perform. Ajameel's pastime is there. Yes, it is mentioned in the sixth canto. If one chants jokingly, if one chants indicating something else, if one chants seemingly without absorption, there's still a great effect. But still we must understand that the purpose of these narrations is not to encourage us to chant jokingly, not to encourage us to chant indifferently, but is to mention that even if you do it in this way, still the benefit is so much. Therefore, at the end of Ajameel's pastime, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments. And you know what he says? He says, one should understand the purport of Ajameel's story. And what is the purport of Ajameel's story? If one has read the story correctly, this is what Chakravarti Pad says the thinking of the person should be. The reader should think, Ajameel chanted at the time of death, and look at the benefit he got. What will happen to me if I chant throughout my whole lifetime? Ajameel chanted and indicated his son. What will happen to me if I chant and I indicate Krishna? Ajameel chanted, having performed all kinds of sinful activities. What will happen to me if I chant and avoid sinful activities? In other words, the Bhagavatam is showing us that even though Ajameel did it like this, he got this much benefit. So we should not think, okay, I'll also do it like this and get this much benefit. We should think, I'll try to do it in a much purer way, and how much more benefit I will get. If tomorrow I tell you, you invest 100 shillings and I'll give you 1 million shillings back, how much you will invest? 100 shillings? You'll say, I'll give you everything. If that's the kind of return, why I will only give the least amount. If that's the kind of return that I'm getting, I'll give everything. So yes, shanketyam parihasyam vai. Definitely that's true. But we should read that and think, oh my God, this is the kind of return you get? Let me give my life to the holy name. And let me do everything that it takes in my life so that I can chant with absorption. One's life should be molded in such a way that we develop taste for Krishna's names. That's what human life is meant for.